Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with our next guest. It's currently 8:19. Val Myers is the Associate Director of Financial Aid at Michigan State University. Val, how are you?
I am well, Tony. Thank you.
Well, the debt ceiling caused a lot of people stresses and strains and worry, and apparently the debt deal may cost graduate students financial aid money. Tell us about this.
Well, it is going to cost them more money to go to school, and what the federal government was looking for, obviously, was things that they could cut to help us in the debt reduction. One of the things that is going to be sacrificed is the interest-free student loans for graduate students. So the cost may not hit them right up front, but what it means is when you go into repayment, you're going to be paying a lot more.
And what happens with graduate students, for those who don't know, credit hours are a bit more and other costs and fees are a bit more than undergraduates, so it's costly.
It is very costly, yeah. You're absolutely right. First of all, the cost of graduate education is generally higher. The second thing is that graduate students don't have a lot of other resources. The federal government's grant programs are concentrated for undergraduates. They want to get, you know, students to get that first degree, and they don't really have any gift funding for students who are going on to a master's or PhD or a professional degree such as law or medicine. So those students really do depend on federal loans.
Val, do you know how many graduate students are at MSU, and of those, how many receive financial aid?
Yes, Tony, I had to go back because, of course, our year's not up. So, you know, looking back a year, but we do have, let me give you a very quick overview. We have probably 900 to 1,000 medical students. We have, of course, law students. But the general graduate students that we're looking at is probably about 5,000 in the master's programs and about 2,500 in doctoral PhD programs. And overall, with all of those different groups of graduate students, about 61% of them do borrow these student loans.
So do you have a percentage of how much financial aid money they may lose?
Well, what we're not counting it quite that way. What we're looking at is how much more are they going to owe when they finish their degree program than they would have if they kept this benefit. And we're counting that about $5,000 more at the end of your period of study. And then as you repay, of course, because you're repaying over 20 years and that interest continues to compound, they'll end up repaying about $11,000 more than they would have under the old program.
It is what it is.
Correct, unfortunately.
All right. Val Myers is with Michigan State University, Associate Director of Financial Aid. Val, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.